Now, Notre Dame, it's often called one of the greatest buildings in the world, known very well for its rose stained glass windows, priceless ancient relics. But yesterday, its famous spire came crashing down as it was engulfed by flames. I don't know if you've seen the videos, but they're really brutal. And just when you think that it can't get worse, the flames just billow up and the smokes were covering the whole city. It was a real spectacle. The cathedral's about 800 years old, and French President Macron has described it as the epicentre of our lives. It is a really significant loss, and to chat with us a bit more this morning, I'm joined by Constant Muse. He's a Professor of Religious Studies at Monash University. Constant, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Hello, Des.
So we know that this building is gorgeous, we know it's really old, but just how significant is the Notre Dame Cathedral?
Well, perhaps there are two things that I'd single out. One is as a very important example of Gothic architecture. In fact, it's really one of the first great Gothic cathedrals. It's quite a radically new style of architecture, as well as being really very important for the history of France as the place where so many of its great things have events have happened. But right from the very beginning, see, this new style of architecture with these large windows was previously churches were held up by really rather thick walls with smaller windows. And it was a kind of almost like an engineering revolution to think of how one could create a building with these great pointed arches which were able to carry a huge weight. So that's it's a colossal roof. And just to be able to create a church of that size, and in fact, this then becomes very much the city church. You could almost put the whole of the medieval population of Paris into that. And in fact, other churches, other in France, will try to compete with Notre Dame. They will go a little bit higher, and you know, they become astonishing churches. But Notre Dame is also the one which is probably the most visited, 13 million people a year. So even people who don't know France very well have probably wandered into Notre Dame. So in that sense, it's a church which belongs to all of us.
And I've seen a couple of articles since the fire did catch talking about the treasure of Notre Dame and some of the artefacts that were housed inside it. What sort of artefacts were inside Notre Dame?
Well, some very precious ones, and probably many visitors may not have realised this. The most important is a relic. We can trace its history from Jerusalem to Constantinople to Paris in the 13th century, a relic of the Crown of Thorns, or what's claimed to be the Crown of Thorns. It's a remarkable relic. In fact, in the 13th century, the Byzantine emperor was hard up for cash, and he sells it to the French king for 13,000 gold ducats, which is more than the king's ransom. So it was highly esteemed. It was actually given to another beautiful chapel, which is still there, called Sainte-Chapelle, just across the road. But at the French Revolution, the relic came to Notre Dame, and it's is exhibited sort of one Friday a month. There were other relics as well. These churches often have treasures which we tend not to know about until something like this happens. But they have, it's because of their age, the church has been going for so long, it inherits gifts over centuries, in fact, over 1,000 years, because there was a church at Notre Dame really since the 6th century. You know, this was just the newer church that was built, in 1163 it started.
And so the fire's been put out now. Do we know how much of the cathedral was destroyed and how much of it's remained intact?
Well, the entire woodwork structure, which is an incredible roof, which perhaps people didn't really notice. They just sort of look in and see the stonework. But that was the huge infrastructure. And what really makes me very sad is there are three windows. One of them has saved. About two of the great rose windows, great stained glass, really miracles of light and technology have been lost because the lead obviously melted in the fire, and they kind of contribute to an extraordinary light which you can't reproduce, and it will be, well, I don't know how well they will be able to reproduce it. They certainly have done extensive surveys, so we know exactly what it looks like, but it will be a vast task and undertaking in order to recreate what it was.
Yeah, I saw President Macron saying that it could take about 5 years or so. It sounds like it's going to be a massive, massive task.
At least 5 years. It'll be just to get the roof on will be a major thing.
And back in Australia, I know Scott Morrison's been rejecting calls for us to set up a fund to help the rebuilding of the cathedral. What are your thoughts, and do you think we should be helping out?
I think in many ways, you know, it is a cathedral which is more than many others, one which people feel that they belong to it because Paris is still so central. I think that it should be, there should be a worldwide, a global campaign because so many people have visited there. It's funny, it's only when a church like this is so badly damaged that you suddenly realize, oh yes, it's like one of those things which are always there. It's like the dead center of Paris in many ways of European culture. It's a sacred building. It's a building which is a continuing place of worship. And many people just go there, yes, to be regenerated. So I think there is a case for people, perhaps even governments, to make some gestures. These cathedrals in the Middle Ages were very much objects of collective support. You know, all of the not just the king, but all of the guilds would contribute to its upkeep, and I think this may be a special case.
Constant, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Okay, Tess. Thank you.
That was Professor Constant Muse. He is a professor of religious studies at Monash University, speaking to us this morning about the significance of the Notre Dame Cathedral, following on from the fire that happened yesterday, our time, destroying a lot of the cathedral and a lot of the things inside it.